There's plenty to be worried about. We can and often do worry on a regular basis. We worry about all kinds of things, important things, unimportant things. We worry about making the right decision. We worry about our kids and family. We worry about making ends meet. We worry about the world and where it's going. And we worry about what we're going to have for dinner, or if we're going to be able to afford dinner. Worry can consume us. Jesus tells us not to worry. He begins this by telling us that we cannot serve two masters, God or the world. We must choose. We cannot escape having a master. That's not a choice for us. It's either going to be God or the world, but we do get to choose. Most of the time, we cover up our worry by saying that we are planning, but really, we are worrying. Imagine if we took all that time we spent worrying and turned it into prayer. With that simple change, we can go from serving the world to serving God. God knows that we're going to worry, but Jesus tells us to turn that worry over to God. When we worry, we spend a lot of time in our head. We spend a lot of time and energy doing something that does not help. But if we believe that what Christ tells us today, then we know deep down inside that if we pray about it, if we invite God into our concern, if we actually ask God for guidance and direction, then we know that we will get it, either by inspiration from the Holy Spirit or God's providence, simply working it all out for us. Sure, we should plan. Sure, we should rationally think through problems we face. Yes, we need to spend time thinking and talking with others about all of the things we face in our life. But first and foremost, we must pray. In fact, we must pray about it more than we spend talking about it or thinking about it. Prayer is the most important thing in life. What worry really comes down to is control. We want to control the world and people. We want what we want. That is the way of the world, and it can easily become our master. What Christ offers us today is an alternative, a way out of that trap. Jesus offers us freedom by reminding us that God loves us, that God created each and every one of us, and that we are precious in His eyes. He takes care of the birds of the air and the flowers in the fields, and are we not more precious than they are? No matter what happens, God is still there, and even when we die, God is still there. In the horrible and in the good, God is still there. We know this, but our actions tell us if we really believe it, deep down inside. Lent starts this week. It's a great time to adjust our lives and get us back on the right track. If we find ourselves controlled by worry, if we find ourselves unpleasant to people because our worry has made us selfish, then Lent is the time to turn away from that master and turn toward our real master. God loves us so deeply that we'll never be able to understand or comprehend His love. Turning to Him in prayer is the best way to grow in that loving relationship. We have spent a lot of time in our life learning how to worry. Perhaps we can begin to train ourselves to pray, and we'll be amazed at how free we become.